The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. Today on the show, you'll hear the final episode in the three-part series of interviews I did in Burbank, California at the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo, or ANME for short. My thanks to PleasureWorks, who let us set up a special Sex Out Loud studio in their booth. PleasureWorks Wholesale provides high-quality adult products to modern retailers, including body-friendly Please lubricants, the Me Bath & Body line, and an exclusive selection of sex toys. You can find their products at fine retailers, including Good Vibrations, Babeland, and the Pleasure Chest. First up, I talked to Dr. Emily Morse, a sex expert and host of the top-downloaded sex and relationship advice podcast, Sex with Emily. Emily launched the Sex with Emily radio show and podcast in 2005 before becoming a Bravo television personality on the show Misadvised. She is dedicated to educating men and women about all things sex, including Kegel exercises. And she's the author of the popular book Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. She's a weekly guest co-host on the nationally syndicated radio show Loveline with Dr. Drew Pinsky, and she earned her Doctor of Human Sexuality from the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality in San Francisco.
And I am being joined Emily
and I.
She's a celebrity, people. I am not going to lie. She's Emily Morse, and she's best known for, a bunch of different things. We'll start first with her wildly popular radio show, Sex with Emily. She's also been on Misadvised on Bravo. She is one of the co-hosts, along with Dr. Drew, of Loveline. And you've probably seen her all over the Good Vibrations website, because I always am sending you to Good Vibrations.
And we love Good Vibes.
She's right there on the homepage, almost always. Welcome, Emily.
It's so good to be here with you. I'm so glad I feel like we are connected at birth.
Emily and I have never met in person, which is so bizarre.
Right.
Because we travel in the same circles. We know a lot of the same people. It just seems weird that our paths have never crossed.
I know. I'm so glad. I'm so honored to be on your show.
What was the last question someone asked you that like hit home?
Oh, that hit home.
That felt
relevant to me.
Yeah.
I mean, probably I'm not really into commitment. Let's just say that. I wouldn't say I'm polyamorous. I wouldn't really define it, but I've never really wanted to get married and have kids. And so I think that's really, I've been getting a lot of emails from listeners who are sort of in a similar place and are kind of coming to the place that they're realizing that they might not want that either. Cause I've been saying for years, I'm like, we all like blindly sign up for monogamy and they, you know, till death do us part. And they never say anything like, you know, what happens if I might be attracted to someone else? And what happens if, you know, this or that happens? And so I feel like there's a lot of people that I've been able to help through that. But I mean,
I think that's a big one because you are bucking essentially the most important institution, or we've been told
right.
It's the most important institution in our culture. And I think especially as women, we are told this is what you want.
Exactly.
You know, people are like, I've been dreaming about my wedding since I was three.
Never thought about it once.
Oh, really?
Right.
I didn't. No.
No, I didn't either. And when I was 19, too, I thought, and I kind of thought I would change. Like, when I was at college, I was like, you know, I can't imagine being married. I'm going to have sex with one person for the rest of my life. And just the marriage, the institution, it never made sense to me. And I thought, but I'll get old, it'll change. I'll meet someone. It was something I felt and I struggled with because I thought, well, it's just not normal. No one understands it. But I think in recent years, and then after doing the reality show on Bravo, I feel like that was all about, I just was open and now I own it. Like, you know what I mean? There's certain things you feel, but now I'm like, oh no, like, this is who I am. This is my path. And, you know, at a certain point in life, you just are who you are and you're not going to change that much. So
yeah, and you're not going to fight it.
Right. No.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of the reality show, you know, going on a reality show is a gamble.
Totally.
As we all know. I would say Bravo, though, isn't... Bravo does a good job, right? They have a lot of...
Yes.
They have some good shows.
They do.
So you're not going to get ambushed, and you're not going to be hitting people like the Bad Girls Club or something, right?
Right.
But I wonder what it was like for you and what it continues to be like for maintaining kind of a sense of where the line is between the public and the private for you.
That's a great question because... Well, when I first started Sex with Emily, which was like 8 years ago, my radio show, I thought, you know, I had to make that decision. And it was the kind of thing that you can't make it like in your first 3 months. But I thought, I don't want to be the girl who's always talking about, well, last night I'm banging this. Because the show's really, everyone's like, your show's called Sex with Emily, but you never talk about your own sex life. So I really don't, in a sense, I sort of made a decision and I sort of fell into this place where I might talk about experiences I've had, but no one's following me like on a path of who I'm dating or what's going on. So I do draw the line with just saying like, I had experience once where I was sleeping with a guy and this or that happened. So I'll use anecdotal evidence from my life.
But you're not live tweeting your dates.
No, I'm not live tweeting my dates. I'm not using names. You know, I might like, you know, have a weird experience that happened last night on a date, and I'll say it happened 3 months ago and change the name and where we were at. But I think it is really hard, especially, well, you have a reality show. They're filming me for 3 months. They're like in my, you know, following me for 3 months in San Francisco. And that was really hard because it really was, I couldn't choose where, like, they didn't just show up. So I knew things were scheduled, but I mean, I had to share a lot and I had to open up. And I'm very grateful because a lot of, yes, Bravo makes great shows. But when you've got 3 months of footage, you never know how they're really going to, you know, portray you through editing because they've got hundreds of hours. And I feel very grateful that it actually helped my career. And because the show was called Misadvised, and it was basically, are we misadvised? It was about three single dating experts. Do we practice what we preach?
Right.
So obviously they want to show that we don't.
Right.
And luckily after seeing this, you know, the show came out, I feel like I was saved. I followed my word. I did what I say. Because I'm not the person who's all these rules. I'm not like, you should do this or don't sleep with them on the third date. Or, you know, I don't live that way. But I think I just kind of followed along. I was true to myself. I was authentic. I have nothing to hide. I mean, I really don't. And so I think I shared a lot more on the show. But I also, you know, I bring it. I'm just myself. So there's certain things I don't talk about, but... You know, I'm pretty open, but I intuitively know where to draw the line, and so far, so good.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. There's been nothing that's, like, blown up. So I feel like I've sort of walked the line, and it was all, like, learning while I was doing.
Okay. I want to know about your interactions with Dr. Drew.
Oh, okay.
Because I was on Loveline years and years ago, right? And I've met Dr. Drew several times. And if I were on a show with Dr. Drew, I'd be having a smackdown with him, like, once a week. You know, I feel like he has become more conservative about his sexual views.
Absolutely.
As he's gotten older. And so I found myself moving farther and farther away from him.
Right.
I mean, what is the dynamic?
It's
and
interesting.
Are there times that you're like, you're...
Yeah,
no.
Oh, totally. I go head to head with him. Like, whenever someone calls in, like, we're thinking of having a threesome. He's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Never do it. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Threesomes can actually work in relationships if you are in a... Don't do it to save your relationship.
No, right.
Don't do it without discussing the rules ahead of time and setting ground rules and what you're going to do. But I don't think it's a problem. You know, or open relationships never work. I'm like, actually, so we do go head to head on that. I think it's good that I bring that voice. I'm like, the liberal. But but we don't, you know, on a personal level, we're super tight. And
yeah.
I love his wife. She was on my show. He's been on my show. I've been on his show. But... you know, I think it's a good dynamic. I think I do bring something different to the table. I'm more, like, open about sex, and I think I'm not as, you know, rigid, like anal sex. Yeah, he doesn't like anal sex.
Oh, no, he doesn't like anal
sex. At all. at all. So I'm always
really mad about it.
He's really mad about anal sex. I'm like, you probably need to have anal sex. I actually gave him a little care package. He was going away for 3 weeks with his wife to Europe. And I gave him a bunch of interesting stimulants. I did not give him, I should have given him a butt plug.
Yeah.
I gave one to Mike Catherwood, the other host on the show.
Okay.
I think maybe I will give him one. I should, but I gave him like a Tanga masturbation sleeve. I gave him handcuffs. I gave him vibrators. I gave him a bunch of stuff today. He's like, okay, they're all mini size though that he could take on his trip with his wife. And she texted me. She's like, that was the best present I ever got. But he didn't say anything when I saw him the other day if they use it or not. But no, I mean, I think it's good that we're differing, you know, that we're different. But he's like the, you know, the medical doctor sometimes. So I'm like, you got, and also another thing that's weird is that after doing my show for 8 years, it's like I'm on Love Line and it's really, I'm the guest co-host once a week or twice a week. So, but if someone calls in and we disagree, like I'll definitely bring that up. But it's also, you know, I'm sort of, you know, it's not my show, but I'm on it.
So you talked about this sex toy gift package that you sent to Dr. Drew and his wife, which is very, very cute. And we're here at the big, one of the biggest sex toy manufacturers trade shows. And I'm wondering, as you've walked around, if you've seen anything that's caught your eye, if something has inspired you, if you thought, ooh, that's cool, I want to try that.
A lot of the toys are, you know, they're almost, they all look so similar now. It seems like everyone's knocking everyone off, right? And it's all, I mean, at least they're all silicone and they're friendly, you know, good for your body. They're good for, you know, they're, you know, rechargeable, USB, I mean, all that stuff. But that's been happening for a few years now. So I need to walk around after this and see if anything catches my eye, but not yet. So far, it all just looks the same to me. Kinda.
Now, you've also started your own product line called Emily and Tony.
Emily and Tony.
Tell me about it.
Okay. So I love my product line. It's brand new. Of course, I do. It's my own. But I have to say that I partnered with a guy named Tony. He's a friend of mine from childhood. He owns a brand, a uber successful brand called Anthony Skincare for Men. Anthony Logistics. So he's been in the skincare business for 15 years. I've been in the sex business. And we lost touch for like 20 years, literally. We came on Facebook. We reconnected. He was in San Francisco a few years ago. And we were having dinner. And I said, you know what, Tony? I said, there needs to be a lube on every nightstand. I said, I think that lube gets such a bad rap. People think that lube is, if there's a stigma, if she's uncomfortable, if there's dry discomfort,
it's
like oh, bring out the lube.
Menopausal women.
We shouldn't display the lube. I'm like, but lube actually, like 80% of women say sex is better if they use lube. Like it just enhances the experience.
Lots of kinds of sex.
Yeah,
too.
Lots different of kinds anal of sex. Whatever sex you're doing, it enhances it. So I want a lube on every nightstand. He's like, I'll make a lube with you. So we actually did make a lube, which is not available yet, but we have the, it's going to be available in a few weeks. But on the web, we also made, so I'm obsessed with massage candles. I love them. And
it
I've tried
just,
every.
Briefly, it is one of the best inventions.
It is.
I mean, talk about innovation, because we're here at the sex toy thing. I think this was actually a brilliant innovation.
Yes.
Which is that if you want to play with hot wax, the biggest thing for me is that it's a mess.
Right.
It's a mess. And you, after you drip this beautiful hot wax on someone, then you're like, wait, how do I get it off you? And then where do I put it? And what if it gets on the carpet?
Exactly.
But these massage candles, you drip hot wax.
Right, you drip hot wax. Oil. Actually, so our candles are all natural. It's soybean oil and coconut oil and beeswax. I'm going to give you one. They're in the car.
Okay.
But they smell amazing. It's vanilla, coconut, and fougere. And they're from France. And the scents are just... And the thing about our candles is they don't, they're not like drippy. You know, a lot of the massage candles that are, you know, not meant to be messy or whatever, they kind of are. Like, they get all over the place. But I feel like we kind of made the perfect candle because they don't get messy, but I actually use it as a body moisturizer every morning. And it's warm. It just feels good on your skin. Yes, you can pour it on your partner. It's not hot. Because everyone freaks out. And it's so funny because I went to see some friends.
Whether they're going to burn.
They look, and they're beautiful candles. So people are, they're like, massage candles, like, does it have a dildo sticking out? Like, they don't get it. I'm like, no. It's called a massage candle, so you could have it at a dinner party in the middle of your table. The thing about massage candles, too, is that it's like sex, so you need, it lights the mood, you know, sets the mood.
Right.
But then also, it just feels good to have warm oil poured on your body. And massage is like, you know, it's a gateway to intimacy. So
it
many
is.
Couples who have, you know, issues with their sex life are reconnecting again. I always say just give each other a massage. Take sex off the table.
Right.
Give each other a massage. And so it's a fun thing to mix it up. And
absolutely.
Then my final product is called Down Under Comfort. And it's a cream to a powder formula. So a lot of men use talcum powder on their balls, on their down there, to keep fresh and dry. And women use it on their backs or whatever, but it's actually carcinogenic. So we created a
powder. Because of talc.
Because of talc, exactly.
Parabens and
all
probably
stuff.
Other stuff, right?
Yeah, and ours is like, it's made out of tapioca powder. It's all like, you know, vegan. And this is like a cream that turns to a powder, but it stays localized, so it doesn't move around. It's not messy at all. And so anywhere you sweat, it keeps you fresh and dry. Women can use it lower back, beneath their breasts, anywhere you chafe, too. And it's so funny. I have a friend who used it. He teaches, like, boot camps outside in New York for, like, the last 10 years.
Right.
And it was right when we were starting, and I gave him a little sample. And he, like, called me. He's like, Emily, oh, my God. I've been teaching all day. My balls, they're fresh. They're sweat. I didn't sweat at all. This shit's amazing. Oh, my God. So it's people are, like, freaking out about it.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it smells good. It's, like, a neutral scent for men and women. So that's my product line.
Oh, okay.
Line.
So it's all genders.
All genders.
All sweat.
All sweat.
Yes.
Everything. But the ball thing is whatever. But women can use it. I use it. I use it, like, every, you know, all over my body. I just like the way it smells.
I'm going to ask you one last question.
Okay.
Which I've asked everyone that I've talked to today. What is the future of sex?
That's a great question. I think the future of sex is a la carte. I think that you can pick and choose whatever you want for your sex life right now. I think that it's not even about finding your partner. Like, if you're talking about just, like, sex, you could have virtual sex. You know, I don't know if you know the recent story in the New York Times they had a few weeks ago about all the, you know, the real touch and all the different toys. You can order up what kind of porn you want. You can make your own vibrator. You could, you know, online, you could order up sex that night. You could have an orgy. I mean, there's different groups you can join. So I feel like that people are going to pick and choose how they want to lead their sex life. And there's so many options right now.
Okay, I love this idea because it means there isn't one set kind of menu, as
right.
it were, and you can only get that one thing.
Exactly. I think that you can order it up, like, whatever you desire now, whatever we see with porn, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, thousands of different kinds of porn. So I think even with sex toys, we're looking around here, I mean, you guys cannot believe what we are looking at. There's, like, so many. All I see are, like, pink dildos and vibrators
for
miles.
No, but it's literally from massage oil to blow up dolls.
Yeah, exactly.
And everything in
everything.
Between. Yeah.
And it's so funny. People, you love a blow up doll, get a blow up. You like this porn star? Well, you can buy a fleshlight, you know, with her vagina, whatever you want. So I feel like whatever your fetish is, whatever turns you on, you could just get it and you could satisfy yourself sexually. That's
Great.
What I think.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, so
Emily.
Nice to see you, Tristan. And I can't wait to have you on my show as well.
Fantastic.
To find out more, go to sexwithemily.com or follow her on Twitter and Facebook at sexwithemily. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, but coming up next, women from Cal Exotics and Fun Factory join me to talk about toys and technology. Stay with us.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than 3 decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at 6 retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423. Or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud and the series of interviews I did at the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo. To see pictures of the people I talked to and the products I saw, follow at Sex Out Loud Radio on Twitter. Susan Colvin founded and is the president and CEO of California Exotic Novelties, the world's largest and most respected pleasure product manufacturer, and of Jopin, the premier luxury toy company. With a strong work ethic and a passion for empowering women and couples, Susan developed a long list of innovations, including the first toys in pink and purple, the first waterproof toy, the first rechargeable, the first wireless, and more. CalExotics was named the best pleasure product manufacturer in 2013 by AVN.
All right, I'm excited to welcome Susan Colvin, the president and CEO of California Exotic Novelties. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
You know, as someone who's been in this industry for a long time, how have you seen it change? What's the long view from where you're sitting?
You know, I've noticed it's amazing. The consumer has become so much more in tune to their bodies, sexuality. In the beginning, we thought we should make the motors more powerful, wanted the products to be more durable. People said, sure, but they need to be quiet. We want them to be able to use them in water. We would like materials that are less porous. We are interested in higher quality, higher end. We're willing to spend more. We would like a wider range of products.
And what of your new things that you're debuting here at ANME are you most excited about?
Only one?
Well, give me...
That's so difficult.
Well, I know you're expanding...
I love our new products.
You're expanding the Entice collection. So talk
we
about
are.
That.
Okay, we are expanding the Entice collection in two areas. First, we're expanding upon the massagers. We have this new one that's a dual-action massager, and you can operate the shaft and the clitoral vibration independently, mm-hmm. and also it heats up to 104 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's wonderful because if you don't like that feeling of as soon as you're using a toy and it's cold to the touch,
right?
That solves your whole problem.
This is like the preheating car. You know how people want to get into a warm car? Well, don't you want to put something warm inside you?
I feel the same way. And I know in my car I have the preheated seats mm-hmm. where you can heat the seats. Yeah. And I use it and I live in California. So that tells you. The other part of Entice is we have the new Entice accessories, and it's gorgeous. It's high quality. It's black faux leather. It has fur trim on the inside that makes it comfortable, and it's all rose gold. It's all adorned in rose gold. Mm. So it's really luxurious, and it makes you feel good, and it gives you that fun fetish feel.
Nice.
So it's quite elegant.
Now, you've also teamed up with Coco, who many people will know from Ice Loves Coco, and she's actually debuting a new line for you, the Coco-licious collection. How in the world did this come about?
You know, we were contacted by her agent, and Coco is just fabulous. She is very specific about what she wants to recommend to her girlfriends. She's really big on trying to make products that she would recommend.
Mm-hmm.
All the products are pink and black, but that pink color is a very unique, bright pink color, and that's to fit what she normally wears.
Mm.
Very bright, striking pink. And we think it's a fabulous color, and we call it the Coco Pink.
The Coco Pink.
Yeah.
She can have her own color,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. She deserves to have her own color.
What is the future of sex?
I don't think it's going away. Well, I feel the future of sex is that people around the world are learning that they are empowered to know their bodies and to enjoy sex. And they also understand that sex is an extremely important component of being an adult. I think we'll just see more and more people experimenting, more and more people taking charge of their own lives and their own bodies and their own orgasms.
Fantastic. Thanks for talking to us, Susan.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
For more information, go to calexotics.com or follow them on Twitter at calexotics. Next up is Fun Factory, which was founded in 1996 by Dirk Bauer and Michael Paul, who were just fresh out of university. They wanted to produce aesthetic and trendy erotic toys that really spoke to women. In fact, they sat at their kitchen table and made the form for the very first Fun Factory dildo called Patty Penguin from clay. 15 years later, the two-man team has grown to Europe's largest manufacturer of silicone toys. I had the pleasure of chatting with Emily Rosen from Fun Factory. Emily Rosen is here from Fun Factory. Welcome, Emily.
Thanks, Tristan, for having me. Such an honor.
So I think one of the things when we talk about sex toys is innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there's a lot of, within the industry, just replication, ripping people off, copying their designs. Mm-hmm. But Fun Factory is a company that in the past few years has actually created one of the most innovative, one of the most unique products on the market.
Yeah.
The Stronic.
The Stronic.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
For people who may not know what it is, explain what it is.
So the Stronic belongs to a new category of sex toys altogether. It's not a vibrator. It's not a dildo or a Kegel exerciser or any of the things that we know in the sex toy world. It's a pulsator. It does not have a motor in the traditional sense of the word. Inside, it does not have a vibrating motor. Those are turbine motors that every vibrator on the market uses turbine motors. The pulsator uses a system of magnets to create a thrusting motion. So it effectively thrusts back and forth, back and forth. It pulsates back and forth. It's not just a sort of a figure of speech or a marketing thing, the pulsator, you know. It really does the lovemaking motions of going back and forth and back and forth.
And how long did this take before it came to market? Like, how long was it in development?
The development took 18 months. And it was all done in Germany. There was a lot of testing involved. You know, a lot of safety questions using this new kind of technology with magnets. For example, you can't have people with a pacemaker use this product because the magnets are so big.
Oh.
They should not get...
That's good to know. Disclaimer.
But, you know, it gives you an idea of just how different this is. You cannot use it with a pacemaker. It'll scramble your pacemaker signal. It's just totally different. So, yeah, 18 months in development. Now on websites, you actually have a new category called pulsators. So you'll have vibrators, dildos, pulsators. Like Good Vibrations is doing that, has its own category now.
Which I think helps educate the consumer about just how different it is.
Exactly.
To say this is a different category, this is a different... you know, animal altogether.
Right, right. Yes, you want to go and shop for a pulsator. You click on that pulsator tab. It is a different, we really wanted to, and the retailers are helping a lot in educating people and showing, oh, this is a new family now online.
And what else is new here at the show for Fun Factory?
So we're launching a new mini vibe called the Amorino, which has a band all around it that conducts vibration. So while you insert it, it's hugging the shaft of the clitoris. So what's kind of cool is that we're trying to draw attention to a new zone. The clit is usually thought of something that you sort of press or,
just that one little button. When we know, in fact, it goes way back into the body. It has clitoral legs. There's a shaft. Yes.
Exactly. And so we talked with some educators about the clitoris, and it's just, as you're saying, Tristan, the shaft of it and how, and it's a lot more interesting than we think it is. And so this vibrator goes and hugs the entire sort of surface of the clitoris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I really like this idea because I'm someone who doesn't like direct.
Yeah.
I don't want the vibrator directly on my clitoral glands. Mm-hmm. I usually go above it.
Yeah.
And until I was educated about the kind of far-reaching potential of the clitoral body, I didn't know that, in fact, right above it, that's the shaft.
Yeah.
So, in fact, it's just that my shaft, like, that's what I like stimulated more than, you know, and everyone is different, obviously.
You know, it's from talking with the girls at Pleasure Mechanics that I got most educated about erotic massage, and in particular, clitoral massage. And I was just stunned by the amount of different strokes you can do.
Yeah.
And so... this is where I learned about the shaft.
And I'm asking everyone here the same question. So our final question is, what do you think is the future of sex?
Oh, God. That's a large question.
I know.
I think the effort in the industry for companies like us is to become more mainstream. It's our, you know, sort of fight trying to make sex toys okay. It's still a thing.
It can still be taboo, yes.
Cosmo magazine did something kind of unexpected for their Valentine's Day issue for the U.S. because Cosmo's been showing vibrators for a long time in Europe. And in the U.S., Cosmo used to show little cute flowery things, but nothing with a shaft,
right.
Nothing that looked phallic at all. And this time they showed the Zai, the Stronic, along with some other sort of more phallic shapes. This is kind of a victory to me that finally we're not pretending anymore that sex and sex toys are about being cute and being a bunny and being a good girl. You know, we still like penetration. We like protruding shapes. We like, phallic things. And so I hope the future of sex is more self-pleasure, you know, the acceptance of masturbation as being a natural thing that women and men and all genders in between do practice.
I mean, it seems crazy to me that with all the sex toys on the market, how could they not just show an image of a phallic sex toy? And yet it makes sense because there still is this sense that we have to be coquettish and sweet and not talk about, actually, this is what gets me off.
Mm-hmm.
This is what turns me on.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're really high quality, beautiful products. So it's not like this giant, weird jelly dong or something.
No, they're
beautiful. The design of them is beautiful. And if they're going to show, you know, other trends and other kinds of products, why not be at the forefront of showing sex toys that are best designed and the best quality?
Yeah, my hope is that it'll be like buying a great pair of shoes or a golf club or, you know, these kind of lifestyle recreational items. We want to be part of the recreational product industry and not sort of have
our own little corner.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for stopping by,
thanks,
Emily.
Thanks, Tristan. So good to see you.
For more information about the Stronic and all their toys, go to funfactory.com or follow them on Twitter at funfactoryusa. Do you know where you can find both Cal Exotics high-end toys, the Jopin brand, and Fun Factory toys? Well, of course, it's at Good Vibrations. Go to goodvibes.com, and while you're there, use the coupon code TristanGoodVibes for 20% off your purchase of $100 or more. We're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors, including Astroglide. Did you know you can get a free sample of Astroglide? Go to astroglide.com, find out all about it. After the break, I will talk to literally one of the most passionate people working in the sex toy industry today, Cherie Curry-Poe from Sport Cheats. Don't go anywhere.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Enhance pleasure for you and the ones you love to love with Astroglide personal lubricants. Astroglide provides that extra oomph in creating a better and more exciting sexual experience. Astroglide's wide product range allows you to pick and choose based on personal preferences. All the products are also latex condom compatible, allowing for safer sex practices. Astroglide values the benefits of a fun and healthy sex life as part of a happier lifestyle, and so should you. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com and get your sex life to blast off today.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Hi, this is Jackie St. James, writer and director for New Sensations and popular blogger at MissJackieSt.James.com. I am a huge advocate of the sex positive movement, which is how I discovered Aneros's Evie, the first hands-free massager that works simultaneously to strengthen your Kegels while stimulating your clitoris and hitting that often hard-to-reach G-spot. As a woman in my 30s, keeping my Kegels in tip-top shape has completely recharged my sex life, and the fact that the Evie can be discreetly worn while I'm at work or on set gives me ample time to stay on top of my Kegel fitness. The Evie is one item that every woman should add to their must-have list.
Enjoy better sex today. Find Evie and the entire line of prostate massagers on Aneros.com. You can get 15% off and free shipping on orders over $75 by using the coupon code BETTERSEX.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud and my report from ANME, which is a biannual sex toy convention. As you know, Sports Sheets is one of this show's fantastic sponsors. And just a couple weeks ago, we got to hear from Julie Stewart, its president. And now you get to hear my conversation with Cherie Curry Poe, the sales manager at Sports Sheets. She's been helping the sales team fine-tune their customer service practices and increase sales along with customer satisfaction since December 2011. Prior to going to Sports Sheets, Cherie worked as an aircraft sales and acquisitions representative, and she even had a managerial position with a contractor for the U.S. Department of Defense. Let's take a listen. I'm here on the convention floor for ANME, and joining me is Cherie Curry Poe from Sports Sheets.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Now, the Sports Sheets booth looks fantastic this year.
Thank you.
And I saw a lot of new products that I know are debuting at this show.
That's correct.
The first one I want to talk about is the red lace corset strap-on.
I love it. I love it. What I love about it is with the corset design, being sort of a Renaissance kind of woman, I have the costumes and everything else, that it's very in alignment with the authenticity of a corset. The back has
It's Victorian.
The back has the grommets with the satin lace through, and there's a point where the two sides come together, so it really makes your bottom look like a heart. So it kind of, and then with the straps that go underneath your cheeks, amazingly so, you have J-Lo's ass.
Yes.
You do.
Because it just hugs it. It pulls everything together, hugs it, tighten. You're in there good.
Well, it lifts you up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The other thing we have to talk about are the crops. I call you kind of queen of crops. And truthfully, that came to me in a moment. And I didn't even know why, but I just think of you as loving crops and wielding crops with a certain sense of authenticity. Where does that come from?
I grew up on horses. I'm an equestrian.
I grew up on horses too, and I'm an equestrian.
I grew up riding Western, so I have this real love for all thing cowboy. Mm-hmm. And then I transitioned to dressage and basically that horse ballet. But it's really the art of war. And the thing with the crop is it's a motivator. It's a motivator for your horse, and any ride can be motivated with the right crop.
Exactly.
So that's why I like it. And I like the feel of our crops because we stuck to the equestrian design. It has the real equestrian shaft with the flexation. Mm-hmm. The handles fit firmly and nicely, just cupped centrally in your palm. And we have wrist bands so that you can hang it.
I do feel like having wielded a crop
in, I wrote English. And so having wielded a crop before, I actually have found some of those so-called sex toy crops to like not be easy to hold, not be easy to use. They're actually, they didn't stay true to the form.
Yes. And that's one of the things that's interesting about sport sheets. Tom and Julie have such a commitment to doing their research. Products aren't just brought forward because we feel like it.
Or it looks good.
Right. And we do look good. But anyway, sorry. But we really want it to give you that feel and set up the dramatics and give you that power. Because a crop isn't just for the person receiving the tap or the little tickle or slap. It's for the person that's holding it. It sets that tone where you feel really powerful and magnificent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I love that about our crops. When you're on a horse... or mounted on something fun.
Mounted, just mounted.
It's all about motivating, and that's why I chose that word. It's a motivator. It's gentle. It can be a little bit of a sting. It can be drug over the body, but the idea is to titillate and set that tone. What's going to happen next?
Mm-hmm.
So in keeping with that, we all know that everybody loves bling, and we have this one crop. It's called Thriller. It has a 2-inch looped suede end, and then a braided shaft that terminates in a CZ crystal top. And it has a leather strap.
It looks
this
very
gorgeous.
Decadent.
This is gorgeous. This looks like something that should be from Louis XV's court.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sexy. We really, 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 really worked hard on getting... If you look at the crystals are wrapped around it like a barbershop pole so that no matter how you turn it, you get some glitter and bling.
It's also longer than the average crop, so I feel it has more versatility.
Well, it gives you reach.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you reach. And that's part of what's going to be fun about demoing this is we're going to show you some different techniques. You don't have to just have somebody bend over and reach from afar. You can have them cuddle up behind you and penetrate you or be kissing your neck, and you can tap them on the thigh or the bottom very easily without straining or turning your shoulders away from where you're positioned.
And then you've got sex, penetration, and a little smack of the crop all rolled into one.
Yes. It's a complete experience. And that's what's fun about all this.
Yeah.
I like the fantasy part of it. I like setting up a scenario. I love having this and looking at it and thinking, ooh, what am I going to do with this and how am I going to use
it? Right.
This?
Yeah. You know, my first thought is who owns this riding crop? And kind of like, you know, the erotic role play, the persona, who would carry this crop versus the red crop? You know what I mean? It's like,
well, this one, the Thriller, my pirate name is the Crimson Temptress.
Oh, you have a pirate name.
Yes, I do. So the Temptress would carry this.
Mm. Have you always... throughout your life, before this career, been this excited and engaged and passionate about sex?
Yes. Yes. I actually have it. I love her questions. I just shared with her that I've been a fan of her long before I stepped into this industry. But I love the idea that our brains are our biggest sex organs. You know, we know the skin is, but really our brains drive it. And I love coming up with different creative ways to keep sex exciting. And I look at it as, you know, to me, it's not just being in a business, it's being of service. And I look at this as being of service to people and to get excited about it. Because if I can't make sex fun, then I'm not being of service. But I have always loved sex. Should I tell you my nickname before I even started in the company?
Oh, yes.
Pervy.
Pervy. Okay.
Yeah, because I was always thinking, you know, we pull into some parking lot and we have tinted windows. I'm like, oh, this would be fun.
Yeah.
And I just think it's exciting.
Of all the new toys that have debuted at A&ME for sports sheets, sex in the shower, sex and mischief, what is the one you're most excited about?
Our corset harness.
The red lace.
Yeah, the red lace. I just love the red lace harness with the corseting back. I just think it is so gorgeous. And then the secondary thing that I'm really, really excited about is our rebranding of Sex in the Shower. We've been very conscious of lifestyles, of gender, of age, and we really have put together a marketing campaign that's very mainstream.
I saw it today and I thought it was this fantastic notion, that this thread that runs through it, which is essentially everyone showers.
Yes.
So no matter what your gender, no matter what your sexual orientation, no matter how kinky you are on
That's
the
correct.
Kink spectrum, everyone showers. Why not make it even more fun?
Right. And it usually, again, overcomes that objection that some people have, you know, before starting out work. You don't mm-hmm. want to start out work. Ew.
Right.
You know, sorry, that's a girl term, ew.
Right.
And this takes that away. And then for a lot of people, the shower is sensual anyway.
Yes.
And we're the only company that really addresses it. We have a collar, we have thigh cuffs, and we have wrist cuffs now.
I saw the wrist cuffs with suction cups on them.
Yes.
It's brilliant. It turns your shower into like a bondage chamber.
Right. But in keeping with my weird little brain, you can take all that suction cup apparatus and put it... So you have a double door refrigerator. Put it on the freezer side, restrain your partner with the wrist, even with a collar, open up the other side, blindfold them with a sex emission blindfold, and you have a 9.5 weeks moment. Anywhere there's a smooth surface, you can use those suction cups. If you have a boat, if you have a spa, you know, take it outside of the bedroom. I call it mind over mattress.
Very good. Okay. So my final question is one that I've been asking everyone during the show.
Uh-oh.
What is the future of sex?
I think the future of sex is grounded in the present. If you can't be grounded in the present with your partner while you're having sex, there won't be a future of sex. That means that we set the tone, we have creative products, you give each other permission to stop making lists while you're having sex. So the future of sex is being in the present moment while you're having sex.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Sheree.
You. Thank you.
For more information, go to sportsheets.com and follow @sportsheets on Twitter. When we return, I'll get some great insight from a sex blogger and educator who was at the ANME show. It's the Redhead Bedhead, coming up next.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than 3 decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at 6 retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. One of the things that I got to see at the Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo as I walked the floor of the trade convention was the WeVibe booth, which showcased not only the new WeVibe 4, but also new improved versions of both Tango and Touch. Find out what's new with these toys at WeVibe.com. The Redhead Bedhead came to life when Joellen decided she wanted to talk about sex on the internet. Now she writes from multiple outlets, including Good Vibrations, Life on the Swing Set, and Kinkly.com, as well as the now award-winning RedheadBedhead.com. She also tours the country on the Superhero Sex Shop Tour. A writer, educator, and adult retail consultant, the Bedhead is on a mission to prove that through constant learning, perpetual experimentation, fearless collaboration, nonstop dialogue, and frequent wise assery, we can save the world from mediocre sex and have a damn good time doing it. Here's what the Redhead had to say.
Okay, welcome, Joellen, known to many out in the world as the Redhead Bedhead.
Thank you.
I'm wondering if you'll give me your overall impressions of the ANME show. As you walk around, what jumps out at you? What excites you? What inspires you? What are you tired of? Give me the big picture.
What I'm seeing the most is that as we move forward and people are less kind of afraid to talk about sex and they're more open, people are more demanding in their products, right? So they're more willing to say, no, that's crap. Make me more. Make me better, right? And so more and more companies are stepping up their game. And more people are saying, yeah, we're going to make more high quality. We're going to change what products do. And where people in the past would have been like, I have a vibrator, but I hide it under my bed and we're not going to talk about it. Consumers now come out and say, yeah, I want 6 more vibrators, so make them all do something different. And so now we've got vibrators that pulsate and thrust and do really cool stuff. And that's, I think, my favorite thing. The thing I'm tired of seeing are things that are porous and
cheap.
Icky and cheap and
crappy.
There's no reason for them. There are companies out there with $30 high-quality silicone vibrators, so we don't need the cheap crap anymore.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a misconception out there that to make something at a totally reasonable price point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the first timer who wants to spend under $20,
right,
you have to make it of some horrible material.
No.
You don't.
No. Even hard plastic is a body safe material.
Exactly.
And people don't understand that.
Exactly.
They think
it's
they
a non-porous material.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah. I agree with you that I think the excuse that, well, we want to keep our prices low.
Yeah.
Doesn't fly anymore because we know there's a variety of things. And yes, not everyone wants the $200 stainless steel wand, but they want a vibrator that's not going to smell or off gas or just be gross.
And we need to stop making consumers feel like if they don't have money, they deserve crappy toys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think this is a theme, this notion of how consumers have kind of stopped being afraid to speak up. See, I think one of the ways that this functioned was that if a product was really crappy and you bought it at the adult store, you were supposed to be too embarrassed to bring it back or too embarrassed to say anything because you were so embarrassed to have a sex toy in the first place. But that is not the landscape anymore.
No.
And as someone who writes about sex and writes about sex toys, how do you think that that's shifted the dialogue?
So I've toured the country's best sex shops, right? And I think that a lot of it started with Good Vibrations,
mm-hmm.
right? And shops like that opening up and creating these spaces where people could talk about it and they felt comfortable. And whatever we may say about the books, in the last couple years, 50 Shades really exploded that, right?
Yes.
People who never would have bought sex toys bought them and talked to their friends about them. This morning, my mother called me to ask about Kegel balls.
Because she knew you were going to the toy show.
No, she actually did not know where I was. I got a text saying, do I want Kegel balls with a string or not? And I called her and was like, who are you? And yes, get the ones with the string.
So it's shifting.
It's 100% shifting. And I like to think that it's a permanent shift and it reflects a broader shift away from a time where we couldn't talk about pleasure, we couldn't talk about sex. And
as a people, we're going to stop being so oh no's sex and maybe start teaching, I don't know, our children how to function sexually. I would like to see a time where, you know, happy 13th birthday, daughter, have a vibrator, learn how to have an orgasm is a thing.
Right, is a thing. Okay, now let's get specific.
Okay.
I want you to name names and tell me what you've seen at this convention that you want to own, that you want to review, that you want to give to your best friend, that looks really great. Name names.
Okay. I can't stop raving about the Fun Factory Stronic line. Right? A lot of companies pay a lot of lip service to innovating, but that line just brought it this year. They are the first thing that really changed something. And now, I've already reviewed them.
Okay, no, but it's good.
I would do it over and over again because...
Just for science or something.
You know, because I care. You're welcome.
Thank you. Keep use it again under different circumstances. Yeah. Maybe different lighting.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it matters.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. The... Oh My Bod just did a new line of, they're really gorgeous toys, their Love Life line, and I'm actually in the process of testing them right now, and it's fun to just see all the different new shapes they've come out with. There's one that looks like it looks like a sword, because it's got three motors and three different stimulation points, and it's just really cool. I tend to be vibrator focused. But
that's okay.
You know,
embrace it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because lazy.
And Oh My Bod has, you know, they have a history of also doing unique products.
They do.
And good quality.
They do. Yeah. This line is actually unique for them because it doesn't do anything involving an iPod.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So this, no music, just cool vibrators. Yeah. And oh, the We Vibe 4. The We Vibe 4. Okay, so the We Vibe 4 is super cool because it's one of the first times I've seen a company do a next generation of a product where you can really see how they point by point listened to what consumers were saying about the previous generation and addressed it. They addressed every complaint I'd ever heard anybody make about the We Vibe 3 and came out with a product that was that, like, they said, you don't like the silicone? Great, we're changing that. You think it's too big? Awesome. It's sleeker. It's fabulous. And that I really want to test. We Vibe.
Okay, good.
Just saying.
Putting it out there. We Vibe is a sponsor of the show, so maybe we can get this hooked up. Maybe I can get that hooked up for you. And then the final question, which I'm asking everyone at the show today, is what is the future of sex?
Well, I think we talked about this a little bit in talking about kind of what's going on at the show, right? I think the future of sex is a world where there's not this stigma, there's not this shame, where we can talk openly, where we can teach our children from a young age, where there's not all this, I have to identify as this orientation. There's not all these boxes that we have to shut ourselves in because everybody's so afraid of everything. Right? There's open dialogue. It's perhaps a big, lofty goal. But
it's good to I encourage lofty goals.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I like to think that the sex-positive bubble we live in, where I can sit down at the dinner table and be like, I love this lube, is a world that we can all live in at some point soon.
To find out more, go to her website, redheadbedhead.com. You can follow at bedheadtweeting on Twitter. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear it again, you can listen on demand or download the MP3 by going to voiceamerica.com and searching for Sex Out Loud. You can also subscribe to it as a podcast on iTunes. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern for another edition of the show. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter @SexOutLoudRadio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.